Would you like to learn a chorus about the Bible?
啊、你想想，一首嘅典歌系关圣经嘅咧。
It's very simple.
系、啊、好简单嘅。
The best book to read is the Bible.
啊，就读啊最好读嘅书咧就系圣经。
The best book to read is the Bible.
啊，系最好读嘅书就系圣经。
If you read it every day,
啊，如果你每日读。
It will help you on your way.
啊，就会啊一路嘅帮助我哋。
So the best book to read is the Bible.
啊，所以最好读嘅书就系圣经。
That's easy, isn't it?
系咪好容易咧？
The best book to read is the Bible. Just twice. You repeat that.
啊，读嘅书最好就系圣经，啊，重复两次。
The best book to read is the Bible. The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, it will help you on your way. So the best book to read is the Bible. Not very well too. Anyway, shall we try? Best book to read is the Bible. The best book to read is the Bible. The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, it will help you on your way. So the best book to read is the Bible. The best book to read is the Bible. The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, it will help you on your way. So the best book to read is the Bible. Now, how many have got your Bibles?
我有几多人有圣经吗？
Let's see how many Bibles there are.
我睇我呢度有几多本圣经。
All right. Now, we'll sing it with our Bibles out, shall we?
我哋举起圣经嚟到读好，读嚟唱好冇啦？
The best book to read is the Bible. The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, it will help you on your way. So the best book to read is the Bible. You know, they may read the newspaper, but that's rubbish. No good news in the newspaper. Good news is in the Bible. Or you may read some of these flashy teenage magazines. But the best book to read is the Bible. So if you didn't bring your Bible today, don't forget next time. The best book, come on. The best book to read is the Bible. The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, it will help you on your way. Oh, the best book to read is the Bible. Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Now we're going to turn to the scripture.
啊，我哋打开圣经。
Matthew chapter 21.
马太福音二十一章。
Matthew chapter 21.
马太福音二十一章。
We're going to read from verse 33 to 41.
我哋由第三十三节读到第四十一节。
You can read it with me in English first, and then you can read it in Chinese with brother.
啊，我哋先用英文读啊，我同我一齐读，然后用中文又可以一齐读。
Now notice carefully what you're reading.
留意你读嘅乜嘢。
Ready? Verse 33.
第三十三节。
Hear another parable. There was a certain householder who planted a vineyard.And hedged it round about, and digged a wine press in it, and built a tower, and let it out to husbandmen, and went unto a far country. I didn't hear anybody helping me. You know, in India, we may have three different languages in the same meeting. Maybe Tamil.
Telugu
and Hindi. And if we read it in our own language, as is usually so,
在我们的言语里面通常都是这样,
whether it's our hymn book or our Bible,
无论我们的诗歌或者圣经,
we read it in our language.
啊, 我们都是我们读, 用我们自己的言语来读。
You may think, oh, there's an awful babble.
啊, 你说, 啊, 这样真的是很, 很乱啊。
All reading,
啊, 自己读,
different language at the same time.
不同的言语同时间来读。
Well, you know, it'll be like that in heaven.
啊, 但是在天堂会是这样的。
Of course not.Many different languages. We should all be singing one song then.
啊，当然到嗰时候嗰度唔会有咁多嘅言语啦，我哋都会一同嚟唱一系同一个诗歌。
But now it's good to use our own tongue if we can.
啊，但系今日我哋能够用我自己嘅言语。
And if we can learn another tongue,
啊，所以我哋能够
better still.
啊，如果系能够学另一种言语就更好啦。
So now, shall we start again?
我哋再开始读过。
You may have a different version, never mind. Read what you have in your Bible.
或者你的英文圣经有不同的版本，但不要紧，你照照这个版本来读啊。
Verse
33. 第33节。
Hear another parable. There was a certain householder which planted a vineyard and hedged it round about and digged a wine press in it and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen and went into a far country.When the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husbandmen took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. Again he sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them likewise.But last of all, he sent unto them his son, saying, They will reverence my son. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize upon his inheritance. And they caught him, and cast him out of the vineyard, and slew him.And when the Lord, therefore, of the vineyard cometh, what will he do to those husbandmen? I say unto him, they will severely, miserably destroy those wicked men, and will let out the vineyard unto other husbandmen, which shall render fruit in their season. Now, perhaps not a very good exercise. So you read it, brother, now.
我们在读中文的一起读。你们再听一个比喻，有个家主栽了一个葡萄园，周围圈上篱笆，里面挖了一个压酒池，盖了一座楼，租给园户，就往外国去了。收果子的时候近了，就打发仆人到园户那里去收果子。园户拿住仆人，打了一个，杀了一个。用石头打死一个，主人又拿发别的仆人去，比先前更多，原户还是照样待他们。后来打发他的儿子到他们那里去，意思说他们必尊敬我的儿子。不料原户看见他儿子，就彼此说：这是承受产业的，来吧，我们杀他，占他的产业。他们就拿住他推出葡萄园外杀了。原主来的时候要怎样处置这些园户呢？他们说要下毒手除灭那些恶人，将葡萄园另租给那按时和交果子的园户。
Verse 38
第38节。
When the husbandmen saw the sonThey said among themselves, This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance.
啊，第三十八节，不料园户看见他儿子，就彼此说：这是承受产业的，来吧，我们杀他，接得占他的产业。
This is the heir.
啊，这个就是承受产业的。
Shall we pray a moment?
让我一起祈祷。
Dear Lord, we do thank you for your word.
我们主，我们多谢你的话。
And we do thank you, you've preserved it through the centuries.
我们感谢你在过去很多个世纪里面，你保守你的话。
As our forefathers knew your word,
我们的先祖认识你的话，
we are able to do the same.
我们今天都能够一样的认识你的话。
And we do pray that we shall have this good habit of reading your word.
我们求你给我们一个好的习惯，我们能够读你的话。
The newspapers have only rubbish.
就是报纸有的只有垃圾。
The magazines are no better.
雜誌都不是比較報紙好。
But your word is precious and true.
你的話是寶貴是真的。
And so we pray, teach us to love it.
我們求你教導我們愛你的話。
To read it.
去讀你的話。
To know it.
去認識你的話。
And to obey.
去信服你的話。
We pray for your name's sake.
我們為著你的名字來祈禱。
Amen.
Amen.
Now here we have read a parable.
在这里我们读到一个比喻。
That's how our passage began. Here, another parable. Listen to a parable, Jesus says.
在我们第33节开始的时候，主耶稣就这样说，听一个比喻。
What's a parable?
比喻是什么呢？
What is a parable?
比喻是什么呢？
We have many parables.
我们有很多的比喻。
And one place it said Jesus didn't speak anything except by parables.
在圣经里面，只有话，主耶稣唔讲别嘅嘢，只系讲比喻。
What is a parable?
比喻系乜嘢咧？
Well, it's an earthly story with a heavenly meaning.
比喻系一个属地嘅故事，但系一个属天嘅意思。
That's what a parable is.
比喻就系咁啦。
An earthly story with a heavenly meaning.
有个属天的意思。
And we're greatly privileged to have many parables.
我们实在好蒙恩宠，我们有很多的比喻。
Because they are in language which we can better understand.
因为这些话是我们能够比较容易明白。
But also by them, we are being presented with heavenly truth.
同埋我们看这些比喻，我们能够认识属天的真理。
And we're focusing this afternoon on these words in verse 38.
今天我们是主要注视的焦点是第38节。
When the husbandmen saw the Son, that's Jesus, when they saw the Son of God,
第38节说，不料园户看见他儿子，这个他的儿子就是指住耶稣。
They said among themselves,
他们就彼此的了说了，
This is the heir.
这个承受产业的，
Come, let us kill him.
来，让我们杀了他。
And let us seize on his inheritance.
我们占他的产业吧。
Now we'll look for a moment in Hebrews chapter 1.
请我们看去希伯来书第一章。
Hebrews chapter 1.
希伯来书第一章。
Because here we can more clearly identify the heir referred to.
这里我们能够更清楚地知道承受产业的指着哪一个。
Hebrews chapter 1，
希伯来书第一章。
Sorry, I didn't find my place so quickly as I used to. Hebrews chapter 1，
希伯来书第一章。
Verse 1 and 2，
第一节和第二节。
GodWho at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds.
希伯来书第一章的第一节和第二节，神既在古时藉着众先知多次多方的显预列祖，就在这末世藉着他儿子显于我们，又早已立他为万有承受万有的，也曾藉着他创造诸世界。
So God is speaking to us this afternoon by his Son.
今天下午神是藉着他的儿子来跟我们说话。
And we're told this，
我们就这里这样告诉我们，
that God the Father appointed him to be the heir to everything。
这里告诉我们神立他的儿子来到承受万有。
Now it's wonderful if you or I are an heir.
如果你和我是一个承继的人，一个后嗣，那是一件很奇妙的事。
It doesn't only apply to men.
这个不是只是指着人。
Because the female or the feminine is heiress.
因为女性都可以承受产业。
There are some very notable heiresses in the world.
啊，喺呢个世界都有啲好出名嘅啊女士，佢哋能够承受产业。
Just as there are very notable heirs.
啊，正如都系有好多嘅男士嚟到承受产业。
But this is the most notable of all.
啊，但呢个系最重要嘅。
He hath appointed the Son heir of all things.
啊，呢个话神系立佢嘅儿子。来到啊，承受所有嘅嘢。
It's possible to be an heir of a reasonably rich man.
啊，我哋可能将成为一个几有钱嘅人嘅承继人
，or a very rich man.
或者一个好有钱嘅承继人嘅承继人
，or heir to a king.
啊，即系我哋系一个系一个王嘅承继人。
And the higher the rank,
我越高地位
，the more important it is to be the heir.
啊，咁我哋就啊成为承继人就越重要啦。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because the heir has by reason of birth a right to all that the father has.
因为这个承继的人啊，他有出世的时候，他就有这个的权柄来到承受产业。
It's birth that decides the future.
啊，他的出世就定规了他的将来是怎样。
That's ordinary true for each one of us.
啊，对我哋每个人啊，普通嘅人嚟讲，都系啱嘅。
Birth has decided our future.
啊，我哋啊嘅出生出世就定规咗我哋嘅将来。
It decided whether we're black or white.
啊，呢个就决定咗我哋系究竟系白人啦，定系黑人。
Whether we've got Chinese eyes or Indians.
啊，我哋有中国人嘅眼睛啊，定系印度人嘅眼睛。
Our birth has fixed all this.
啊，我哋嘅出世就定规咗我哋啲嘢啦。
But there may be this in addition to that.
啊，但或者除咗呢啲，仲有呢个加上去。
That we are heir to what our parent or father or God owns.
啊，我哋啊能就另一样嘅就系我哋能够承继我哋嘅父母啊所留俾我哋嘅产业或者神俾我哋嘅。
Speaking of God the Father.
啊，当我哋讲到神，我哋嘅天父。
Verse 1 of Psalm 24.
啊，系啊诗篇第十四篇嗰度咁样讲。
It says this.
佢嗰度咁样讲第一节。
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
啊，佢话地同埋地中所充满嘅都系属于耶和华嘅。
That's terrific, isn't it?
啊，呢个唔系好奇妙嘅事情咩
？No one can be richer than that.
啊，冇人能够比呢个更富有啦。
Psalm 24,
啊、篇
verse 1.
第一节
The earth is the Lord's, it all belongs to Him.
啊，嗰地同地其中所充满嘅世界和自在其间的都属于耶和华。
And the fullness thereof.
啊，世界所充满嘅。
What does it mean by that? The fullness thereof.
呢个咩意思咧？所充满嘅。
Well, you know, all most things that have life in this world,
我知道喺呢个地球上边所有有生物嘅嘢
，they develop
啊，佢都系不断嘅发展。
The flowers may be very small in their bud
啊，个花喺个花窿嘅时候可能好细
，but as they grow, they develop
啊，但当佢长大嘅时候，佢就不断嘅发展啦。
And their beauty comes out
啊，佢个美丽花嘅美丽就表达出嚟啦。
In the earth, there is this developing
啊，喺个地上边有呢咁样嘅发展。
Or we might say coming to maturity.
啊，即系呢个话系渐渐嘅成熟。
And that of course is true of you and I.
啊，当然呢个对于你同我嚟讲都系真噶。
99 years ago, I was a baby.
啊，99年前，我系一个婴孩。
But along many things have happened since then.
啊，但由我出世到今日，好多事情发生咗啦。
And what is the result?
啊，嗰个结果系点样咧？
I have developed.
啊，我就发展咗啦。
Well, that's what referred to in the fullness thereof.
啊，呢个所讲到大地所充满嘅嗰个意思，嗰个丰满或者充满嘅意思，系有发展有成熟。
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
啊，嗰个地系属于主嘅，啊，但地上边嘅发展嘅成熟都系属于主嘅。
Doesn't cease to be his when it is small.
啊，当佢细嘅时候唔会停止，唔属于主。
It continues to be his as it grows, develops, and comes to maturity.
啊，佢继续嘅发展，继续嘅成熟长大。
And that's true for every one of us.
啊，嗰呢个都系对我哋每一个都系真嘅。
Whether we believe it or not,
我信唔信都好
，it is true.
啊，呢个系真嘅。
We are his inheritance.
啊，我哋系佢嘅产业。
You know that?
你知唔知道呢?
Many times in the Bible,
聖經裡面好多次咁樣講,
believers are referred to as God's inheritance.
信主嘅人, 聖經咁樣嘅話, 佢就係神嘅產業。
And Paul prays, when he prays for the Ephesians, he prays like this.
當係保罗在以弗所书他敬拜赞美的时候他这样说
In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 18
以弗所书第一章的第十八节这样说
He's praying for those believers
他为那些是信主的人来祈祷
That the eyes of your heart might be opened
以致他心中的眼睛能够被打开
So you may have eyes in your head I hope you have
我说即我们两个头上面有我们的眼睛
But the Bible shows us, God shows us, we have an eye or eyes in our heart.
但圣经话俾我，因为心里边都有个眼睛。
And Paul is praying about that.
保罗为心里边眼睛嚟到祈祷。
The eyes of your heart be enlightened.
叫我哋嘅心中嘅眼睛嚟到被光照。
That ye may know what is the hope of your calling.
我哋知道我哋嘅梦，我哋嘅梦志有何等大嘅使命。
And what the riches of the glory.Of his inheritance in the saints.
啊，同埋佢喺圣徒中得嘅基业有何等丰盛嘅荣耀
？Now I used to read that with a little question somehow.
啊，有啲时候我读嘅时候，我有一个问题。
The riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
啊，喺基圣徒当中得嘅基业有何等丰盛嘅荣耀
？And I thought God doesn't have much in us, does he?
啊，我就觉得神喺我哋里边有冇乜嘢啊，真系。
How can we think of God having riches?In the saints,
我只能够思想到神在圣徒的身上有丰盛的荣耀呢
Well, I've come to conclude he has.
但最后我的结论是他有
How does a person become rich?
这个人怎能够成为丰富呢
By saving.
是靠着储蓄吗
And investing.
是靠着是用投资呢
If he saves and invests.
如果个人他储蓄他投资
Then there's a result.
那就有结果了
If he doesn't save and invest,
如果他不储蓄不投资
it's wasted.
那就浪费了。
There's no good result.
那就没好的结果了。
But when I think how much our God has invested in us,
当我思想到神又将几多投资在我们身上了
so much,
真的多了。
Everything that's profitable to us,
一切对我们有益的。
He's committed to us or invested in us. For example, he's invested the Holy Spirit in us. And that perhaps is the greatest investment of all. And is there no result? Yes. God's investments yield results. And that is why.
He's
so anxious for us to know.
所以他很紧张要我们知道
What he has.
他有的什么
And that we may be heirs together with Christ.
以致我们能够同基督同成为后嗣
Because that's what the apostle says.
因为我们知道保罗这样说
If children of God.
如果我们神的儿子
Heirs.
我们都是同作后嗣
Heirs of God.
是作神的后嗣
And joint heirs with Christ.
是同基督同来的作后嗣
So we're all linked up in this wonderful heavenly eternal inheritance.
我们就同主一同的连上在一个永远的产业里面有份。
Well, that's what comes to the heir.
这就是讲到那个后嗣了。
The result of faithful, wise investment.
是一个是有智慧的投资和储蓄而带出来的产业。
And that's what's expected to come to the Lord Jesus.
我们来到耶稣的时候，跟面前的时候，我们就期望得到这个。
Why?
点解呢
Because he's the heir.
因为他是神的后嗣。
He has a right to it.
他有没有权利承继
He has a right to every breath I breathe.
他我透的每一口气，他都有权来到承继。
Every thought I think,
我所想的一切，他都有权来到承继。
Every word I speak,
我所讲的每一句话。
Every step I take,
我行的每一步。
He has a right to it,
他都有权来到这里管理。
Because he's the heir,
因为他是后嗣。
My birth brings me into a family,
我的出生带我进入一个家庭。
And makes me a joint heir with Christ,
使我成为基督的后同基督同的后嗣。
But remember, he is.The heir.
但他是那个的后嗣。
The heir of all things.
他承继万有的那个后嗣。
Now, we're going to think about that particularly, not about our being heirs this afternoon.
今天就我思想的是基督就是成作成帝万有，不是我们那么多我们来做后嗣。
God has appointed him to be heir of all things.
神批了他是成帝万有的。
That everything shall come to him.
一切的东西都是给他的。
That will glorify him.
一切都要荣耀他的。
That will make known his majesty.
要显出他的威荣。
His splendor, his power.
显出他的权柄，显出他的荣耀。
His wisdom and his love.
他的智慧，他的爱。
What we are privileged to give to him.
我们有一个获得的权柄，我们能够给他。
Will express his right to have it.
可以能够表达出他拥有的权柄。
And the way in which he is magnified by our so doing.
我们这样做的时候能够将他来到显大。
Now notice.
留意。
That when the heir is discovered here or referred to here.
在这里讲到的后嗣。
There's immediate danger.
那有一个立刻的危险。
There's conflict.
有衝突。
What does it say?
呢度講乜嘢咧？
This is the heir.
馬太福音嗰度話，呢個係嗰個承繼產業噶。
Come, let us kill him.
嚟，我哋殺佢。
So there's bloodshed.
有流血。
There's conflict.
有衝突。
There's hate.
有恨惡。
There's bitterness.
有苦毒。
Now our Lord.Experienced that, didn't he?
我们的主是不是经历了一些？
Oh, how much he bore.
他为我们所担负的是多少？
A man of sorrows and associated with shame.
他是一个曾经忧患的，是常受羞辱的。
Why?
为什么？
Because of his opposition to his authority.
他对这个权柄有反对的人。
There was unwillingness to accept his lordship.
有人他不愿意接受他的主权。
There was conflict about it.
有一个冲突。
You know, some people don't like the Bible very much.
你知道有些人他不喜欢圣经。
Of course, maybe different reasons, some people different reasons.
有不同的原因。
But some never read the Bible.
有些人从来都不读圣经的。
Or they don't like the Bible.
他不喜欢圣经的。
Different reasons.
个人有个人不同的原因。
And some, for this reason,
it's
all warfare, 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 bloodshed.
经常都是讲打仗，打个仗流血。
All fighting.
经常都是一个争战。
Destroying one another.
彼此的残杀。
You know, it comes very near the beginning of the Bible, doesn't it?
在圣经开始就有这些记载了。
Disagreement.
不同意。
Hatred.
恨恶。
Murder.
谋杀。
The first two boys.
最初的两个男孩子
fought together and one killed the other.
打交了，就一个杀咗第二个了。
Cain killed Abel.
个人就杀咗亚伯了。
And what does John the Apostle say about Cain?
使徒约翰点样讲个人呢？
He is a child of the devil.
佢话佢系魔鬼嘅儿子。
And a murderer.
系一个谋杀嘅人。
But that's how scripture is given to us in the Bible.
圣经就这么告诉我们了。
When we read our Bibles, we're not reading fiction.
我们读圣经的时候，我们不是读一些的故事，一些创作出来的故事。
It's not fantasy that is here.
我们看读的不是一些幻想。
It's fact.
是事实。
It's historical fact.
是一个历史的事实。
And that we must remember.
我一定要记得。
Whenever we open our Bible,
当我们打开圣经的时候。
We find so much history in it. It's not fantasy, it's not fiction. It's the record of fact. And from the beginning, there's fighting. There's killing. There's jealousy. There's bitterness. Not only in the matter of Cain and Abel,
不单是一个人和亚伯这两兄弟的身上，
but later on also,
之后都是一样，
Jacob and, rather Isaac and Ishmael,
以撒和以撒玛利。
When Abraham made that great mistake of taking an Egyptian maid as a second wife,
娶咗一个埃及嘅妇人嚟到作佢嘅妾室。
The result was birth of Ishmael.
就生了以撒玛利出来了。
And we know what that means.
你知道这个什么意思吗?
Birth of the Arab nation.
这个阿拉伯人的这个民族的产生了。
And how different they are.
那跟你几不同吗?
And how impossible it seems that they can get on together.
那跟你几难能够相处在一起吗?
The news these days is again and again filled with the conflict between the Arabs and the Jews.
就是新闻里面充满了基督基督到阿拉伯人和犹太人他们的冲突。
The Jews, the children of Abraham, are God's chosen people. He has a special purpose in choosing them. That they shall be his messenger to the other nations. By this nation to whom God specially revealed himself, was entrusted the privilege of proclaiming and demonstrating the fact and glory of God. But oh, what conflict has followed. And still continues to this day. And this is only one example. In the Old Testament history, this nation is divided into two parts. No longer Israel. It's Judah and Israel. So the nation is now in two parts. And watch the history of those two parts. It's warfare. Fighting. Shedding blood. In the record of Israel and Judah, we have this. That division of the kingdom, 10 tribes of Israel, had 19 kings, and all bad ones. That's terrible. What can we expect out of that?
从这个有什么期望呢?
19 kings and all bad. All idolaters. Turning their back upon the living God. And what about Judah?
犹大呢?
The 2 tribes.
啊,他两族,
that were in the south under the name of Judah.
在南边的那个国,
some good, some bad.
有些好,
they also had 19 kings.
他们都有19个,
some were good and some were bad.
有些好,
and what is the result?
啊,他结果怎样呢?
Those 2 parts of one nation were fighting one another.
啊,那两部分,啊,
what is it all about?
啊,为什么呢?
It's all related to this.
啊,一切都是这样的,
that God has appointed the Lord Jesus the heir of all things.
因为一切都是因为神是立了耶稣,是承继万有,
that he is entitled to have everything.
啊,他有权来得着一切的,
it is his right to have it. And there's disagreement over it.
啊,大哥,你说不同意了,
this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and take his inheritance.
来,
so we get that conflict.
啊,就看见有这个冲突了。
Now, God, in all his divine arrangements,
啊,神在这个神圣的安排里面,
was very careful to protect the rights of people.
啊,神很留意,来到,去,啊,去保护人应该有的权利。
Today we often hear about human rights.
可能我们常常听到人权,
and if people can't get their rights as they think here in courts in England, they go to the continent.
啊,有这个国家,有人觉得, 在这个国家的法庭里面，他得不着他的人权，他可以去到欧洲大陆的人权法庭。
Because they think we can get our rights.
因为他们想着他可以得着他的权利。
And so many people are interested in their rights.
很多人对他自己的权利是十分的紧张。
But the scripture emphasizes God's rights.
神的权柄。
And the rights of his son, whom he has appointed heir of all things.
神自己的权利，他是立足的儿子，有权利承继万有。
Now in Israel, in the economy among the Jews,
在以色列人的里面，
God laid down definite rules.
神是给了他们很定规的规矩。
And we can see one example of that.
所以能够看见一个例。
In the book of Jeremiah,
在耶利米书
chapter 32.
耶利米书第三十二章。
Book of Jeremiah,
我们看到耶利米书
chapter 32.
第三十二章。
Now here is an arrangement which God made.
这个安排是神所设立的。
In order to protect the things that belonged to respective individuals.
神是设立这个条例来到保守保护一些个别的人他们所拥有的权利。
Please read from verse 6.
我们到耶利米书第23章由第6节开始。
To verse 12.
到了第12节。
You read that.
耶利米书第32章。耶利米书第32章第6节至第12节。耶利米书第32章第6节至第12节，耶利米书耶和华的话临到我说：我叔叔沙龙的儿子哈拿妙必来见你，说我在阿拿特的那块地求你买来，因你买这地是合乎赎回之理。我叔叔的儿子哈拿妙果然照耶和华的话来到卫兵的院内，对我说：我在便雅悯境内阿拿特的那块地求你买来，因你买来是合乎承受之理，是你当属的，你为自己买来吧。我耶利米就知道这是耶和华的话，我便向我叔叔的儿子哈拿妙拿了阿拿特的那块地，平了17舍客勒银子给他。我在契上签押，将契约封函，又请见证人来，并用天平将银子评给他。我便照例将按规矩所立的卖契，就是封函的那张与和妥开的那张。
Here God stipulates what must be done in the matter of purchasing.
在这里我们看见神定规在买卖的里面是怎样。
This word came to Jeremiah that a field was to be purchased.
这个神的话是临到耶利米，说那地你要买了。
Now remember, Jeremiah is writing at the time when they were all captives in Babylon.
当在这个时候，是当耶利米写这个时候，他很多人已经被掳到巴比伦了。
And it might appear very stupid to be buying a field when they're not going to be able to actually take possession of it.
这个似乎是很傻的事情。如果你买一个地方，但是这个地方你不能够是去去居住或者占有的。
But that's the word that was sent by Jeremiah.
但这个话就临到耶利米。
Buy the field.
神就跟他说买那块地吧。
In verse 8.
第八节。
Buy my field, I pray thee, that is in Anathoth, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is thine, and the redemption is thine. Buy it for thyself.
这个是有这么话来到跟耶利米说第八节的下半节，你买来，因你买来是合乎承受之理，是你当属的，你为自己买来吧。
God shows us in his word that he means people to have what he gives to them and to keep it.
神的意思是说这些的也神给他们的这些的人的他们应该来到承受，他们应该是有的，应该拥有的。
If they came into the land and had property, a field,
如果有一个地方，有一块地，
then the field was theirs.
如果地属于他们的，
if they became too poor really to keep it,
因为太穷了，都没办法来保留这块地了。
It could go into other hands until the Jubilee.
它能够将地来到卖给人，但直到希年的时候。
But at the Jubilee, it must be restored to its original owner.
但到希年的时候，这块地就要归回原主。
God is very jealous over us retaining what He has given to us.
神对于我们神给我们的东西要归回给我们，神对于这件事情是十分的紧张。
And so here, in the matter of purchasing, a very precise procedure is followed.
所以在这个买卖的事情上面，这个程序很仔细的，他们要跟随。
What must be done?
应该怎么做呢？
Well, the price must be paid.
价钱要给出去。
Verse 9, I bought the field of Hanamel, mine uncle's son, that was in Anathoth, and weighed him the money, even 17 shekels of silver.
第九节，我便向我叔叔的儿子哈拿妙买了阿拿特的那块地，平了17舍客银子给他。
Our Lord has paid the price for you and I.
我的主为了你，为了我付出的代价。
And He doesn't mean anyone else to have it.
他不想要其他的人来得到我们。
He's paid the price.
他付了这个代价。
Paul says, writing to the Corinthians,
保罗写信给哥林多的教会的时候这么说，
You are not your own.
你不是属于你自己的。
You are bought with the price.
你是被重价买回来的。
Therefore, glorify God in your body which is His.
所以你在身体上来到荣耀主， 因为这个身体属于祂的。
So the first thing in purchasing was paying the price.
第一样买嘢嘅时候就要付代价。
And then in verse 10,
第十节，
I subscribed the evidence and sealed it and took witnesses and weighed him the money in the balances.
第十节，我就契上签押，将契封函，又请见证人来，并用天平将银子评给他。
Verse 11, I took the evidence of the purchase, both that which was sealed according to the law and custom, and that which was open.
第十一节，我便将照例按规矩所立的买卖契，就是封函的那一张和敞开的那一张。
And I gave evidence to Baruch.
我将这个证据交给巴录。
Now notice the things that are involved in this purchase.
留意在这个买卖里面有什么事情发生。
First, paying the price.
第一样是付个代价。
You are purchased with the precious blood of Christ.
你是被基督用这个宝血来买赎的。
We are not our own.
我们不是属于我们自己的。
He's paid the price.
他已经付了代价的。
And secondly,
第二样呢？
Has done so in the presence of witnesses.
在见证人的面前来这么做。
How many witnessed the death of our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们的主耶稣的死有几多见证人呢？
The world was there.
世界的全世界在那里。
The Jews were there.
犹太人在那里。
The Gentiles were there.
犹太人在那里。
The rulers were there.
和政府的官员在那里。
Ordinary people were there.
普通人在那里。
His disciples were there.
和门徒在那里。
His enemies were there.
和敌人在那里。
Everybody was there.
每个人在那里。
He died in the presence of witnesses.
在见证人的面前，很多见证人的面前来到死。
But not only that.
但不单是这样。
What does it say?
他说什么呢?
He had the evidence.
他有这个见证。
He had the evidence.
他有这个见证。
Of course, in the case of the Lord Jesus,
在耶稣基督的身上的时候,
He said, See my hands and my feet.
他看我的手，看我的脚。
Here's the evidence.
另外一个证据。
When they weren't sure whether it was the Lord or not,
他问这个是主来的?
He said, See my hands and my feet.
他看我的手，看我的脚。
They thought he was a spirit.
No,
I'm risen from the dead. But here's the evidence that I have died. In my hands and in my feet. But here, notice, the evidence was put into two books. The title deeds of his of this property. If you buy property,
如果你买屋买地方,
either a house or a field,
无论是地, 无论是屋,
or it might be a well,
啊、或者一个井。
If you buy any property,
你有买任何的产业，
you'll be sure to get the title deed.
你一定 要得着那个产业那个的契约那个地契。
This was God's arrangement.
这是神的安排。
This is His righteous law.
哈、啊，呢个系佢中意嘅律法。
Two books were to be prepared.
嗰度两个契约嘅两本书喺度备系预备。
And the record of the purchase was to be there written.
嗱、啊，嗰、那个买卖嘅记录就写呢个书嘅上边。
I, Hananel, my uncle's son,
啊、我哈拿妙我的叔的儿子
have purchased the day,、
啊、今天买了
this field in Anathoth,、
啊、买了这个阿拿特的这块地
I have paid 17 shekels,、
啊、我给了17只银子
That's the evidence in the book,、
啊、在这个契约上面有这样的证据
But it was in two books,、
啊、但是有两本的书有两个契约
And how were they identified as identical?
啊，佢点样知道两个契约都系相同嘅？
By the fact that the names of the witnesses were on the back.
啊，但系系因为嗰契约上边啊签名嘅人，他个名字都喺两个契约嘅上边。
On both books, there had to be the names of those who witnessed the contract.
啊，喺嗰个系签合约合同嘅时候，证券证人亦都系要签佢嘅名字喺两个嘅契约嘅上边。
One book was open.
一个系打开嘅。
And the other book was sealed with seven seals.
啊，另一个系封函嘅，有七个印嚟到封住。
Now, how's to know what's in the sealed book?
我哋点样要知道啊？呢、这个封函嘅印嘅书嘅里边系讲乜嘢咧
？By the book that's opened.
啊，我哋透过打开嘅嗰本书，我哋就认识啦。
They are the same. They're identified with the names.
啊，两本书都系一样噶，都系有同样嘅人签名。
So those that contract was safely sealed with title deeds.
啊，所以呢个契约啊系。啊，好好稳妥噶，都系有签名嘅证明喺嗰度。
And Jeremiah or Hananel who done the purchase，
无论系哈拿妙，无论系你买，佢喺呢个买卖嘅上边。
They must take care of those title deeds。
啊，佢要好留心地保存呢个契约。
It says put in an earthen vessel。
啊，佢话将其中一个摆一个啊瓶子嘅里面。
Well, that doesn't look a very safe place, does it?
啊，你话啊，摆瓶子里边唔似乎系唔似系安全噃。
The earthen vessel is a figure of the church.
啊，摆呢个瓦器，呢个瓶子，呢个瓦器，那系教会一个预表。
The church is His body.
啊，嘅教会就系基督嘅身体。
And it's spoken of as an earthen vessel.
啊，教会系被讲到一个瓦器。
Where are the deeds of His purchase?
啊，神所买嘅。这个的产业的契约是在哪里呢
They're meant to be here secure in the church, which is his body.
应该是在保持得很安全在教会在他的身体里面。
Maintain a testimony that all belongs to him.
他来到是保持一个见证那这个教会每一个都属于主的。
Now when we turn to the book of Revelation,
因为今天开始有的时候
We find reference to a small book.
啊，我哋就睇到嗰度有一个小书卷。
In the hand of God.
喺神嘅手嘅里面。
The book of Revelation.
啊，启示录。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
The Lord says to John, come up.I've got things for you to see.
啊，主就同约翰话，上嚟，我要同你讲。
Revelation chapter 4 verse 1.
啊，启示录第四章第一节。
After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first vision, the first voice which I heard was as it were the trumpet calling, talking to me. I will show thee things to come, which must be hereafter.
啊，启示录第四章的第一节。之后我观看。见天上有门开了，我初次听见，好像吹号的声音对我说：你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。
So in Revelation chapter 4,
所以启示录第四章
，John sees God sitting on the throne。
啊，神睇啊，约翰睇见神坐宝座嘅上边。
In spite of so much unbelief and neglect, he's not abdicated his throne。
啊，虽然咁多人唔相信，咁多人唔理神，神并冇。啊、放棄了他的寶座
The most high ruleth in the kingdoms of men、
使至高者喺度掌权嘅话喺度掌权。
Now notice chapter 5 verse 1.
留意第五章，启示录第五章嘅第一节。
I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals.
第五章嘅第七节。第一节，我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷，里外都写着字，用七印严封。
Is it difficult to identify this book?
是不是很难能够认出这本书呢？
Is in the hand of God.
在神的右手里面。
And he puts it into the hand of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus.
他将这本书交在羔羊，我们主耶稣的手里面。
Is it difficult to identify it?
是不是很难能够去找到这本书呢？
Said sealed with seven seals.
他又说是用七个印来的严封。
That's what we saw was the arrangement in Jeremiah
32. 这就是我们好像耶利米书我们所读到的那个安排了。
So now,In the hands of the Lord,
这本书在主的手里面
is the book,
有这本书
with seven seals,
有七个印
the title deeds of his inheritance,
这个就是他的产业的契约
the indisputable reference to his rights,
这是毫无争拗的，这是他的权利
it's the wonderful picture that is given to us,
这是给我们的一幅好奇妙的图画
But it's a very solemn one too.
但是正是一个很严肃的图画。
Because if we read the chapters going on from here,
因为从启示录读落去的经文的时候，
we'll see there's great rejoicing.
我一面灯光好大的喜乐。
But also there's woo!
大家有得张罗张罗。
There's awful fear.
好大的惧怕。
There's agony, there's joy.
有喜乐，大家有好大的痛苦。
Why?
为什么？
The book is in the hands of the Lord.
那这本书在我们的主的手里面。
The heir of all things has taken the book.
这个承受万有的这个后嗣，他已经拿了这个契约了。
And now we see in the following chapters.
我们就看启示录以后的经文。
What the result is.
那结果是怎样呢？
Now here, brothers and sisters.
在这里弟兄姊妹。
I have to.Take a different course.
我要讲另一个题目了。
I'm directing you to these chapters 5 to 11.
我要将你带到第五章至十一章的事情。
You know there are two ways of reading our Bible.
你知道读圣经有两个方法。
Do you know that?
你知不知道啊？
If you really are an investigator, you want to know.
如果你真系一个去寻索的人，去寻求明白的人。
And there are two ways of reading your Bible.
我有两个方法读你的圣经。
One is with the telescope.
一个就是用一个望远镜。
And the other is with the microscope.
第二个就是用放大镜。
Very important instrument.
好，十分重要的工具。
Very valuable too.
十分是宝贵的。
And especially when we turn to read or study our Bible.
特别当我读圣经的时候。
Some people make the mistake of using the microscope.
有些人会做错了，可以用显微镜来看。
Oh no, use the telescope first.
我但先用望远镜来看。
Get the long view.
我有一个全面的睇见先。
Then you can examine the details.
然后我先至好仔细的睇那个仔细的内容。
And that's what I'm asking you to do.
我就咁样叫你咁样做啦。
With these chapters.
在读呢经文嘅时候。
From chapter 5,
启示录第五章
to chapter 11,
至到启示录嘅十一章。
Now great many things happen.
那好多事情喺嗰度发生。
But what do we see?
我哋睇见乜嘢咧？
We see how disturbed and angry the enemy is.
我哋睇见仇敌佢系几咁嘅嬲怒，几咁嘅受骚扰。
You know, Lucifer wanted an important place.
你知道天使长老先发佢曾经有一个好重要嘅位置。
When we read the book of Genesis chapter 1,
当你读启示录第一章嘅时候，
what does it say?
我讲乜嘢咧？
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
神从起初创造天地。
And what's the next verse say?
跟住第二节讲乜嘢咧？
The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep.
地上空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
Is that what God created?
这个是神的创造。
And earth?
这个 地
void of anything
啊，是虚空海混沌的
and dark
是烟云黑暗的
No, we read in Isaiah 45 and verse 18
我们在以赛亚书第45章第18节的时候
speaking of God creating the earth
啊，讲神创造这个地球的时候
He did not create it a void
啊、他并没有是创造一个空虚混沌的地球
No, when he had finished his creating work he said, very good、
啊、当神做完了创造的时候的事他说一切都好
Then how this difference、
啊、为什么这么大的分别呢
It was because there was rebellion in heaven、
啊、因为天上面有一个背叛
against the rights of Jesus、
啊、有一个背叛来抗拒耶稣的权利
You can read it in Isaiah
14
or in Ezekiel chapter
28
about the rebellion in heaven where Lucifer, the anointed cherub became so vain and so important that he said I will be as God I will exalt my throne
past
majesty can there be two gods now this is a true story it's rather rare but there was a little boy only about 5 or 6 years of age. He was sitting in the children's playroom. And somebody went into that little room and said, Paul, what do you want to be when you grow up? Well, we do ask our children that sometimes. But I don't suppose we get the answer that Paul gave. Paul, what do you want to be when you grow up? I suppose there can't be two gods. That was what he was thinking. He liked to be God. And of course that's what Lucifer wanted to be. And what did God say? There can't be two here, you better go down. So he was cast out. He came down. But did he give up his ambition? What's the name of Satan? He has, of course, different names. But what does John say in his epistle, first epistle of John? Chapter 5, verse 19. The whole world lieth in the wicked one. The God of this world hath blinded the minds of those that believe not. 2 Corinthians chapter
4
and verse
4.
The God of this world. Well, we had two gods, it's true. God of heaven. And God of earth. Who's the God here? Satan is the God of this world. That's one of his titles. Why? Because he's here to rule and claim his rights. To be God here over all that's on the earth. What's that mean, being God? I stopped recently to inquire. We use the word God, what does it mean? What's the thought in the word God? The one who's responsible for everything. God means one who is responsible for everything.
啊，神意思就系嗰个佢负责一切嘅。
And what is the God of this world, Satan, responsible for?
喺呢个世界嘅王魔鬼，佢负责乜嘢？
Blinding the eyes of men and women. They should not recognize Jesus. Should not see the glory of Jesus. Satan has many devices. And we have to realize that he is the competitor with Christ. He says he's the heir, but I'll destroy him.
啊，佢话耶稣系嗰个承继产业嘅，我要毁灭佢。
And we might think, well, Satan did succeed in destroying him when he died, when Jesus died.
我以为当耶稣喺十字架被钉死嘅时候，撒旦系得胜啦。
But no, no.
但系唔系
，Lord is able to take the enemy in his own tricks.
啊，我哋嘅主能够系喺魔鬼嘅。啊！佢嘅诡计嘅里边能够得胜。
Satan thought that he could get rid of the rightful heir and have possession himself。
魔鬼以为能够喺十字架上面除灭呢个承继嘅人，佢能够取夺佢嘅产业啊。
But it was by his death, the death of our Lord Jesus。
但透过耶稣嘅死
，that he sealed with his blood the right。
系用呢个血嚟到啊，系叫佢能够。但得咗呢个嘅权利
，to be as God had appointed heir of all things，
啊，以致佢能够承受万有嘅。
Now when we read these chapters of the Revelation，
读启示录呢经文嘅时候
，I heard about a group of people who were studying the Book of Revelation。
我听到有一班嘅人佢哋咁样嚟读启示录
，and they couldn't understand it。
啊，佢哋唔明白。
And they went out into the park。
啊，佢哋出到花园嗰度。
And there they saw a man reading a Bible.
我睇见一个人喺读圣经。
And say, "Well, what are you reading?"
我问佢你读紧乜嘢啦
？Oh, I'm reading the Revelation.
啊，我读紧启示录。
Do you understand it?
你明唔明白啊
？Yes.
当然明白啦。
Jesus has the victory all the way.
啊，耶稣都攞到得胜啊嘛。
Well, if you take the telescope, you can see that.
如果我哋用一个望远镜嚟去睇，我哋睇见啦。
And if you take the microscope, you might get a few details.
啊，如果用个显微镜嚟睇，我哋会睇见啲好微细嘅嘢。
But what does John see?
啊，约翰睇见乜嘢咧
？He sees the man with the book in his hand.
啊，佢睇见啊呢、这个。但因为有书卷在他手里面
having the title deeds of what is here on earth.
啊，佢系有一个啊世界呢个地啊嗰、那个嘅契约。
But now because of that, there's great disturbance on the earth. Read chapter 6 of the Revelation. As soon as the man with the book begins to unseal the book, and to give the indisputable evidence,
将一个不可能系拗撬嘅证据嚟到攞出嚟嘅时候
，there's great trouble here.
吓，嗰度就有好大嘅麻烦啦。
Read what the man does, going on a white horse.
吓，我睇见啲人坐住白马。
We might think, well, that's a figure of Christ, surely.
我话啊，呢个就系讲到耶稣啦。
Well, it isn't if you look at at what he said.
啊，但系如果你到去发觉佢讲嘅嘢，你发觉就唔系啦。
Chapter 6 gives the vision of men riding on horses.
啊，第六章嗰度睇见人坐喺马嘅上边。
And the first is on a white horse.
啊，第一个系坐白马上边。
And what does he say he's going to do?
佢讲乜嘢咧？佢要做乜嘢咧
？He's going to conquer.
佢要得胜。
He's going to conquer.
啊，佢要去占有。
He's going to deal with everything that obstructs him having the earth.
啊，佢喺地上边一切拦咗佢，得到呢个地嘅，佢都要嚟到胜过。
He's determined to do what he can.
啊，佢定义咗，佢要做佢所能做嘅嘢。
And if you read chapter 6, Leviticus chapter 6,
啊，你未记到六章嘅时候
，you see awful things that happen.
啊，我哋睇见嗰个好。啊，好可怕嘅事情发生。
What is this man on the white horse doing？
啊，呢个人喺白马上边系做紧乜嘢咧
？He's making the earth desolate。
啊，佢系使到呢个地啊系荒废。
He's destroying everything there is。
啊，佢要毁灭一切嘅嘢。
You know that's what they did in the last war。
啊，喺上一次嘅世界大战佢哋唔系咁做咩
？In World War II，
第二次嘅大战
，when the armies had to retreat，
啊，当啲士兵佢哋退后嘅时候
What did they do?
他们怎么做?
They destroyed everything.
啊，他们就用焦土整拆了，毁灭晒一切嘅嘢。
So those who were advancing,
啊，是嗰啲系得胜嘅，系占据嘅人。
They found nothing.
佢哋得唔到，一切嘢都得唔到啦。
They devastated the country as they were retreating.
啊，当佢离开退出呢个国家嘅时候，佢要毁灭一切嘅嘢。
It's like that in Revelation chapter 6.
啊，喺启示录第六章就系咁啦。
I'm only using the telescope. I'm not giving the details.
我只系用一个嘅望远镜嚟到睇，我唔能够将个仔细嘅嚟到讲啦。
But that was the enemy's policy.
呢个系敌人嘅。
If he couldn't retain it, the Lord should not have anything.
啊，呢个系敌人嘅受敌所要做嘅嘢，若佢唔能够吓保持佢所拥有嘅，佢就要毁灭咗佢。
How mean and spiteful, isn't it?
啊，你话系几咁嘅啊恶毒啦咁嘅心思。
But that's what we read.
但我读嘅就系咁啦。
Then we read about seven trumpets.
我又读到七个嘅吹号。
That comes in chapter 7.
啊，就七章开始噶。
As the seals are opened.
啊，当个印被揭开。
The trumpets are blown.
啊，呢个号就吹响啦。
Why a trumpet?
点解吹号啊
？We read about trumpets being introduced in the book of Numbers, chapter 10.
我又喺民数记嘅十章我哋读到吹号啦。
What does the trumpet do?
啊，吹号系做乜嘢
？It calls attention.
啊，吹号系叫人留意。
It summons us to listen or to see.
啊，叫我哋留意听或者睇。
When trumpets were introduced in the book of Numbers,
啊，当民数记嚟到讲到吹号嘅时候
，It was a signal that the camp was to march.
啊，嗱，讲到啊，佢哋嘅营系要拆营嚟到起行啦。
Or else it was a signal that there was war.
啊，或者都要打仗啦。
So here follows seven trumpets.
啊，所以今次七人就讲到七号
calling attention.
啊，要留意啦。
To what is happening?
要留意发生咗乜嘢。
We don't understand the things that happen around us.
我哋对发生嘅多嘅嘢，好多嘢我都唔明白。
And we're not prepared to admit that they are judgments of God.
我哋唔愿意承认嗰个神嘅审判。
The Bible says, when God's judgments are in the world, the nations learn righteousness.
啊，圣经里面话，如果神审判嘅时候，万民就学识咩系公义啊。
But the nations don't learn righteousness by God's judgment.
啊，但系我识万民唔能够从神嘅审判学识乜嘢系公义。
They say, oh, it's a terrible calamity.
啊，我即系话，哎呀，真系好大嘅灾祸。
The Fukushima. And other events like that.
啊，啲其他嘅事情，好似咁嘅事情。
Oh, terrible tragedy.
啊，可怕嘅悲剧。
Don't say the judgment of God.
但系唔会话神嘅审判。
But God does judge.
但神实在审判。
In order to awaken us.
系叫我哋醒过嚟。
To the truth He wants us to embrace.
啊，叫我哋能够去拥抱接受佢嘅真理。
That Jesus is Lord.
乃耶稣系主。
He's the heir of all things.
啊，佢系承受万有咯。
And we owe everything to him.
我哋一切都系欠佢噶。
What peace there is when you and I get to that place.
啊，如果我哋能够去到呢个地方，我哋又何等嘅平安咧
？Do you know anything about that?
你知唔知道呢？有呢？
Not what I am, O Lord, but what Thou art.
啊，唔系我，乃你。你系边个？
All I have, O Lord, is thine.
我所有嘅一切都系你噶。
To thee I surrender all.
啊，我将我一切嘅，我都系嚟到交俾你。
What peace there is when you and I do that.
啊，你当你同我能够咁样做嘅时候，何等嘅平安。
It's acknowledging his rights.
我承认佢嘅权利。
And committing ourselves to his taking care.
啊，将我哋嚟到交托喺佢嘅看顾嘅底下。
That as those title deeds, those books which were sealed.
啊、当呢个嘅契封函嘅时候
，had to be kept carefully protected、
啊。我要好好地保存佢
，for a time that is coming。
为咗将来嚟嘅时间。
So also, our Lord has title deeds of what we owe to Him。
啊，我哋嘅主佢有呢个嘅吓、啊、一个契据系我哋属于佢嘅。
What is His right in your life and mine？
啊，佢喺我同你嘅生命嘅里边，佢有咩嘅权利啊？
There's not a thing we have that does not really belong to him.
我哋所有嘅一切，冇乜嘢唔系原本唔系属于佢噶。
Not only our hands and feet, our eyes or ears.
唔单止我嘅手、我嘅脚、我嘅眼、我嘅耳。
But our very life.
我哋嘅生命
belongs to him.
系属于佢噶。
He has purchased it with his precious blood.
吓，佢用宝血将我哋买赎过嚟。
And he has the evidence. not only in his person, but we can find it here in the book that is open. When finally, when the final trumpet comes, when the Lord Jesus takes the kingdom, it's when the book is unsealed, and there's witness to his
right.
We read in Revelation chapter 11 and verse 15. Revelation chapter 11 and verse
15.
Sorry. 11:15. Here we are. The seventh angel sounded, and there was great voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of the world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. He shall reign forever and ever." This is when the last of the seven trumpets is sounded. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ. What a day that will be. What does it say in Thessalonians chapter
4?
He shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. When he comes, that's how he's going to come. With the sound of the trumpet, to take possession. Take possession of his inheritance. We do need to see, brothers and sisters, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. He has invested so much, and his inheritance is not a little thing. The riches of the glory of his inheritance. But will it be for us a song, or will it be a world? Because that coming and that time when he takes rights, takes possession of his rights, there's going to be singing, but there's going to be sorrow too, that we did not render to him in our lifetime that which was lawfully his. Brothers and sisters, recognize, you are not your own. I am not my own. My ears are not my own. My lips are not my own. You know, when the priests were dedicated to the service of God, the blood of the sacrifice was put on the ear, upon the thumb, and upon the hand, foot. These three important members. The ear, the hand, and the foot. The blood of the offering was put upon them, declaring that they were now his. His purchased property. But added to that we read,
但加上我们再读到
in Leviticus chapter 14,
利未记十四章
the day of the leper's cleansing,
当我麻风的人得医治的时候
not only was the blood on the ear,
不单是血在个耳在个手脚上面
but the spirit was poured upon the blood on the ear, upon the blood on the hand,and upon the blood on the foot.
但那个膏油是代表圣灵，亦都系圣母奶啊，喺衣上啊，手指中同脚趾中上面。
God wants you and I.
神想要你同我。
And all our members.
仲有一切嘅肢体。
To be truly in His position. In His possession.
我真系嚟到属于完全嘅属于佢。
Because that's His right.
因为佢嘅权利。
And He wants also.In our recognition of that being His, that He may put the Holy Spirit upon us.
所以我哋能够，因为我哋能够承认，我哋系咁样属于佢，以致佢能够将圣灵摆喺里面。
It was a wonderful day for the leper in the day of his cleansing.
喺当就系麻风嘅嘅人佢医好嘅时候，佢得洁净嘅时候，系一个何等喜乐嘅事嘅日子。
Not only could he.Rejoin his family.
唔单止佢能够系翻返佢家人嗰度
，and enter the house of God again.
佢可再一次入神嘅殿嘅里边
，but he could be a priest and a king.
系可能我成为祭司，成为君王。
That's God's thought.
呢个神嘅心思。
That's what Peter says about us.
亦都彼得系书信咁样话俾我哋听。
That's God's thought for Israel, bringing them out of Egypt.
亦都神嘅心思将以色列人带出埃及嘅目的。
That they should be priests and kings.
他们成为王，成为祭司。
And that's God's thought in His redeeming love and grace to you and I.
因为神那个拯救的爱在我们的身上都是这样。
Not just coming to heaven.
不仅仅是去天堂。
No, that's the outer core.
不仅仅是去外面。
That's just paddling in the shallows of Christian experience.
不仅仅是在基督徒父亲的经历的里面。
But going into the most holy place.
乃是到那个至圣的地方。
Because.
因为。
The blood is upon our members.
因为那个血在我们的身体的肢体的上面。
We're not our own, we are His.
我们不是属于我们自己的，我们属于他的。
And upon the blood will the Holy Spirit rest.
在那个血的上面，圣灵就能够在那里安息。
And what a future we have when that is true.
我们何等的将来，如果是真的话。
God help us.
神帮助我们。
To learn from the man that had the little book in his hand.
是从这个手里面有书卷的这位来学习。
Who was the indisputable heir to all things.
所以那个无可否认的是承受万有的那个承继者。
We're shown that the day came when he took his possession.
有一天我们看见他的来到是承受他所拥有的。
The kingdom of this world became the kingdoms of our Lord and His Christ.
第一国成为主和基督的国。
Amen.
阿们。我请问，我们将我们今天的交通，我们再一次的带到你的面前，我们求圣灵能够打开我们心中的眼睛，稍微打开我们心中的眼睛，以致我们能够多点的看见，多点的领会，我们的主是哪一位，真是他是何等的荣耀，他亦都是付所重价来到买赎我们，是叫我们能够从黑暗的权势被沾到爱子的角度，叫我们能够与他一同来到作王。我们求主你能够打开我们心中的眼睛，叫我们知道我们所交通的不是一些人的头脑能够明白的东西，但我们求你怎样的是同约翰话想来看见，主我们求你今天下午你都能够稍微打开我们的眼睛，叫我们能够是被提到天的上面，叫我们能够看多一点点是真是神为我们所预备的，神为我们所作的。主我们仰望你，主我们实在知道我们所求的不是一些是人的头脑的知识的明白，我们所求的在心灵的里面圣灵能够将属天的向我们打开，我们就只有仰望你，我们知道不是人的说话能够讲解得明白，我们就继续的仰望，求你纪念我们，特别将在我们当中的朋友我们交给你，我们求你让我稍微的给他们打开人的心中的眼睛，叫我们看见今天我们所拥有的一切不是我们的，乃 是你的，是创造我们的神的。只要我们属你的人，我们更求你给我们看见，不单止在创造的里面你给我们有生命，你给我们有享用的一切，主你更求你给我们看见在救赎的里面你爱我们到一个什么地步，以致今天我们能够 就是同你一同作后嗣，不同来到作王。哦，主，我哋求你打我哋嘅眼睛，主，我哋只有仰望你，只系实在若唔系圣灵打我哋心中嘅眼睛，我哋唔会明白。主，我哋只有仰望，求你纪念我哋今日下午嘅聚会，纪念你啊忠心嘅仆人同我哋嘅交通。主，我哋只有交你嘅手里边，我哋祈祷，感谢奉主耶稣嘅名。